All right, welcome everyone to the deep dive. Today we're jumping into something pretty interesting, how tech is smoothing things out and boosting security, especially in those areas with, you know, really strict rules.
Exactly. Places like, say, online gaming or similar sectors, they have tough requirements for verifying payments. A lot of it driven by anti-money laundering regulations, like the GWG here in Germany.
Right, the Money Laundering Act. And compliance there can sometimes feel like hitting a wall, yeah.
Definitely. It can add friction.
So what we're looking at is a specific system designed to, well, tackle that friction. It's about verifying credit card data, but using open banking to do it securely.
The main goal is pretty straightforward. Give providers a really solid way to confirm card info. Keeps things compliant, but hopefully without bogging everything down for the user. Or the provider, for that matter.
Okay, let's break it down. At its core, what's it actually doing?
It's essentially a secure check. Does this credit card belong to the person trying to use it? But instead of just, you know, checking the card details alone, It uses the person's bank connection to confirm it.
Ah, through open banking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the how is quite neat. It plugs right into the online banking people already use.
So it doesn't feel like some totally separate, clunky process.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
For the user, how does it look?
Okay, yeah, walk us through that.
Well, you'd typically start by putting in your IBAN your bank account number that acts as the link to your bank. Then the system redirects you pretty smoothly to your own bank's login page, the one you always use.
Right, the familiar interface.
Yes, and that's where you authenticate the card, just like you'd normally log in or approve something in your online banking.
Gotcha. And what about the business, the provider on the other end?
For them, it's real-time feedback.
Instantly.
Pretty much instantly, yeah. They get confirmation. Was the authentication successful or did it fail? So they know right away.
Now, here's a really key point, tying back to those regulations we mentioned. Because this method uses that strong bank authentication, it seems providers might be able to waive some standard limits.
That's a huge benefit, yes. Things like that common 25 deposit limit per go.
Or even the 100 total monthly limit you often see in regulated spaces.
Exactly. Because verifying through the bank login is considered much stronger authentication under regulations like the GWG.
Stronger than just having the card details entered on a website.
Way stronger. It satisfies those anti-money laundering requirements more robustly. So providers can potentially lift those low caps, making things much less frustrating for regular users.
And they're still compliant, maybe even more compliant.
That's the idea. Better verification and a smoother user experience. It removes a big hurdle.
And it sounds flexible, too. It's not just for one-off payments.
Yo, not at all. You can use it to authenticate a card for just a single deposit, and the provider gets that high level of verification without needing to store the sensitive card data themselves.
Which is a big plus for security, obviously.
Huge. Or you can use that initial strong check to set up recurring payments.
Ah, so for subscriptions or maybe regular top-ups.
Exactly. It simplifies that whole process after the first verification.
And I guess for frequent users, can they set up something longer term?
Yes. There's an option to establish a kind of long-term authentication. So after that first bank verification, future transactions become really simple, really fast.
Okay, let's recap the main advantages then.
Right. First up, you get that verification feedback instantly, real-time results.
And for users in these regulated markets, potentially getting rid of that, sometimes annoying 100 monthly limit.
Big one. Then there's the smooth integration it slots into existing payment setups.
Right. It's not a whole new system rebuild for the provider.
Mm-hmm. And maybe most importantly, the security aspect.
Because it's using open banking and your actual bank login.
Yeah, leveraging protocols that are already highly secure. Probably the best security you can get for this kind of check.
So bringing it all together, especially for providers in, say, gaming or finance.
Yeah, though those under tight scrutiny.
This isn't just another way to take payments. It sounds more like a compliance tool that actually improves efficiency.
It really is. An efficient, compliant, and highly secure process, it turns a potential headache into a streamlined operation.
So what does this mean for you listening? Well, using open banking for these secure, real-time checks. It's a great example. Shows how tech can meet tough rules, but also make things better for the user and boost security all at once.
Which leads to a final thought, perhaps. As more and more of what we do online faces tighter regulations, how might technologies like this one, the ones that bridge compliance and, you know, convenience, how might they change how we think about security and trust online altogether?
Interesting question to ponder. Thanks so much for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Goodbye.